You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It seems as if it's been quite a quiet day on some fronts. We've seen some resource counters moving in positive territory, but not such a good day for financials. And we're joined by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at these market movements. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you again. The Rand 18.33, not much movements there, but I suppose there's not much to be surprised about either.
It's rather unusual. I would have thought that the Rand would have improved, especially considering what we're seeing in the United States is a massive sell-off there, and it's just steady. Our market, in fact, I also surprised that it didn't feel the pressure of what's happening in the United States. But to me, it's becoming more and more difficult to read the commodity markets and the Rand market. You know, one would have thought that at this point, with so much talk around rates coming down globally, that we would have started to improve. So I'm not quite sure what's bothering them, and bothering investors. And we are getting a lot of attention on our bond market as well. So we just got to wait. You know, normally it doesn't even give you a signal; it just improves.
Yeah.
So one day you wake up and it's 17.50 or 18. So,
Uncle David, we'll come back to the South African market, because clearly that's not doing much. What's happening in the U.S.? Nasdaq's down almost 3%, and they're still trading.
Yeah, and it's heavy momentum. Look, we're in a seasonally difficult time where most people are away. It's the holiday season. But I think this was coming. You know, it's not unexpected after the massive run that we had in the S&P and in the NASDAQ. Traders look for a reason to sell. You know, they want to sell. They want to book profits, and they want to look for an excuse to get out the market. You know, if we look at Alphabet's results last night, I mean, if you look at it in absolute term, they made something like net income of $23 odd billion, which I think translates to about 400 billion rand, which is about bigger than Standard Bank. So in a quarter, their profit was bigger than the market cap of Standard Bank. And it was up to their earnings per share up 31%. So it wasn't a bad number, but I think, you know, people are twitchy, they're edgy, they want to get out the market. So you've just got to stand back and let this, let it play its course. I don't think it's the end of the market, not with those kind of results. These are big companies, these tech companies making big numbers. So, markets like a good panic. You know, there's nothing better than a good panic at all.
It seems as though this panic is spreading everywhere. I mean, I'm just having a look at European markets. They didn't do much better. Germany was down. France was down more than 1%. Asian markets were also in the red. So I suppose it would be natural to assume that the South African markets would have then ended in the red. But by comparative standards, we actually finished marginally in the red compared to where everybody else is.
Yeah, miners were up. They found some kind of support. They were down yesterday, so I had a little bit of help from that side of the market. I think the Rand at these levels also steadies things. Trade very low, trade very low in our market as well. So I don't think you've got anywhere close to that panicky feeling we've got to get out, mainly because I don't think our market's done an enormous amount, and I don't think there's any pressure to get out of the stocks that you have. You know, I feel the same way about offshore, as you know, the same thing. I don't feel there's pressure for us to take profits, you know, even though you can expect this the volatility that we're seeing to continue. It feeds on itself. The algorithms feed on, you know, from themselves, and selling creates more selling. But it kind of eventually burns itself out, and investors come back from holiday and start to buy again. The underlying profits that we're seeing, not that bad. So if you want to panic, by all means.
Uncle David, when we look at some of the data used to, there was a time a couple of weeks ago where data was imperative and everything centered around what the data points are and all of that. In South Africa's case, CPI came out today. We know that typically doesn't move our market. And again, today was a non-event. Are there any sensitive data points at this stage that the market might be sort of looking forward to? Because we've gone back to pricing in 3 rate cuts in the US from September, which is something you called way before the market started to price it in. Does data still matter at this point?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think, you know what's happening, though? We wanted bad data because we wanted to, this is a terrible number, but it's good for the markets because it's going to influence Powell to cut. And suddenly Bill Dudley, who's a former governor, former New York governor, who's been very measured and in his interpretation, he wasn't one who called for rate cuts. In fact, he's been quite, if I could call it, hawkish, meaning that, you know, he was holding back. All of a sudden, he came out today and he said, we've got to cut rates and soon. You know, he comes out like that. What's happening now is the data, the bad data that we've been seeing, I think, is now starting to worry people that it could send the U.S. market into a recession, into a little bit of a tumble. So, now the Fed's going to be forced to act. I think they'll wait till Jackson Hole, which is at the end of August, where Powell will speak. I don't know, maybe he wants to go on holiday. But I think you can, it's almost 100% sure now that we will get a cut in September and from then on. And that's going to be a positive stimulus because people will start to, it's going to flow through here as well. And I think people will start to say, okay, rates coming down, more money in the pocket, more money to spend. And I'm particularly watching because I'm looking for industrial, on the industrial side, because those companies, Jimmy, are under a lot of pressure. Mm. If you look for the data there, you'll see that a lot of the, like the mining businesses, those people in heavy engineering, heavy industrials, we're not seeing it in the PM, in the manufacturing indices. Most of those are under pressure. They're not going anywhere. That's a worry. So we've got to stimulate. Otherwise, it can backfire on us. So I think the market's also jittery about that as well.
Uncle David, what do we make of the potential for a U.S. recession? So we had priced this in and we had gotten so pessimistic about it. And then suddenly we went from extreme pessimism to there's a soft landing and none of this is to be worried about. Yeah. And now we're back to, oh, wait, maybe we got it wrong again.
Yes, yeah, exactly. exactly. And that's how sensitive the numbers are, that it can swing the other way. And I think that's what must have scared Bill Dudley. And all of a sudden, all the other governors as well are also starting to just backtrack on, rates lower for longer, and no, it's not the time. So obviously there's something there that's scaring people, and it could happen. I'm looking at the results that are coming out, very, very carefully. I think China's a big worry. Worried to an extent of the global economy. And, that could also be changing views, particularly on the commodity side. Look at copper. We've been talking about this all the time. This was supposed to be the time for copper. Copper's back at 9,100 from 11,000 when BHP made the bid for Anglo's, wanted copper. And suddenly you're starting to see the copper price come down. You say, this is not good. It shouldn't be doing this. What's worrying people? And I think what's worrying is that the turnaround could be, going to take longer than we thought. So there are signs that are beginning to cause concern.
There's signs, there's lots of things that are unfolding in the market, but we'll have to wait and see how they all play out. Thank you so much, Uncle David, as always, for the insights and for the time. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the market movements of the day, the market's sentiments, and what has the markets concerned.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.